she brings to you intuitive wisdom and compassionate understanding to help you turn your energy into manifesting your greatest good. Her work is sought out by clients internationally. Here live from the Dr. Pat Network is your host of It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield.
Hi, and welcome to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie, your host, and together we can turn the energy. Wow, what a weekend. How are you, Benny?
I'm well, thank you very much. Turning the energy like the birds and turn, turn, turn.
Yes.
Right?
Well, we
yeah. Turn.
Vinny.
Sorry about that. Got a little music set there.
Yeah, well, we're always a little spunky here on Mondays.
Spunky, a little squirrely.
Well, hey, we have a follow-up that
yes.
I want to talk to you about because I've watched this and I'm kind of excited about this now. A couple weeks back, we had a caller call in Ricky who had taken a photograph, a video actually, of the Blue Angels
yes.
at Seafair.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been diligent, I must say, diligently following up with him, and you've now got it on YouTube, is that correct?
Yes, I've been doing my darndest to get this video up.
Really?
I met with Ricky, fabulous gentleman, great guy. At the moment, we were trying to videotape, from my camera, the video that he took.
Uh-huh.
I was taking a video of that video.
Right.
And I got it up on YouTube. It took a little bit longer than expected. But then he was doing some more research about the video and his computer. And he was actually able to send me a clip via a DVD. So thank you very much, Ricky. And it's a zoomed-in version of what he believes he saw as a UFO after a certain formation with the Blue Angels in 04. And I finally got it up on YouTube.
You guys, you got to go look, check this out. How do they find it?
Well, they can go, of course, to YouTube.com and type in Seafair UFO sighting. Okay?
Okay.
Now you can type that in. I love anybody's thoughts or, you know, inspirational ideas. And it's...
I got to tell you, he caught something.
I think he did, too.
And you can watch it. And when you're first watching it, you're going to see this bright light
mm-hmm.
on the sky. And you're just going to see the sky. Then all of a sudden, you're going to see the Blue Angel come in. And you're going to see this white light zip out of the way really fast.
It's actually after the Blue Angels have passed. So there's some cloud cover from the entrail or the trail that usually the angels would leave behind.
Right.
Whether it's a smoke screen or so forth. And then this object pans from left to right. You'll see it.
Oh, I watched it.
So there's two versions. There's a close-up version, which is about 2 seconds, 2.5. And then there's a longer version that's about 6 seconds.
The close-up version, though, he does kind of capture something that you can see it closer up. And I'm like going, holy cow, raise the hair on my arms.
So let's get some hits on the website, people. Go to YouTube.com, type in, of course, write this down, Seafair UFO sighting. Both of them will pop up. Give me your thoughts and opinions.
Let's we want to know.
Yeah.
Because it is pretty fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Thanks for staying tuned into that and following up.
Cool. And, you know, we welcome anybody else who would like to, you know, we'd get their little information
Absolutely.
Up and videos, too.
I'd we like that kind to. Of stuff here because It's a New Day, you know, it's all about energy and energy affects us in a million different ways.
And he was still very thankful for the reading that you did with him along with the colors and the sights that you saw without even seeing the video first. Because remember, you gave a reading on the air after he questioned the whole, like, you know, people are telling him that it's something else. And you're like, well, that's not what artists see.
Uh-huh.
You know, they see something else outside the box, so to speak. And he was very thankful for the reading that you did with him.
Oh, well, bless his heart. Well, I thank him for calling in because remember, he was just happened to coincidentally kind of travel across our channel.
I know, right?
So it was like, Benny's going, there is no such thing as a coincidence. We have you trained.
Like a little traveling. I like that.
Hey, I went and saw Dr. Dyer on Friday night.
Ah!
Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Mm-hmm.
I was gifted a treat to go. Thank you, Laura. And I actually really enjoyed it. I got a lot out of it. I always love to see him. And I could see his enthusiasm as to his new book, Excuses Be Gone, and him trying to... explain this book to everybody, which I thought was just fabulous because he's so animated and I love him. And he opened up the show, and I have to tell you, I was laughing. He opened up the show and he goes, I'm 69 years old. And everybody applauds and he says, yep, and I almost have sex every day.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Almost.
And everybody's applauding, yay, and he goes, yep. And he waits until everybody applauds, right? And then he goes, yep, almost on Monday, almost on Tuesday, almost on Wednesday.
That was a perfect setup,
and
right?
You know what? It was so wonderful to see him so animated. So I just wanted to tell everybody that if you went to Wayne Dyer and you got to watch what I watch, I hope you pulled out of it as much as I did, because it was a great show.
I don't know, man.
It was great listening to him.
At 69, you should still be happy at it, raring to go.
I think he was, but I think
he's
it was
a
just
busy
an
man.
Icebreaker.
He's, yeah, he's a
and
perfect
he,
icebreaker.
And you weren't expecting that coming from him. Do you know what I mean? You know how we get this illusion of people, and we think that people should be a certain way?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it was totally random that he did that. And I'm like, yes, right on. I love humor. I love it.
It didn't bring like an awkward situation for anybody
well,
there?
No, everybody applauded.
Okay,
and
that's
he
good.
Waited until they applauded. And then he says, yep, almost on Monday.
There's even more to it than that.
So, absolutely. So we're going to be talking about energy today. And I'm going to be working. And so we are going to be taking in calls. So if you'd like to call in. And I'm going to share a story of something that actually happened this weekend, and I'm going to share it because this is what my whole work is all about. And, I was inspired even by going to Dr. Dyer because this is what he's working on too. And I felt a unity with him in this regard. We're going to talk about how we can turn the energy and how I'm here to help you all turn the energy. So we really do it together. If you'd like to call in today, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And we'd love to hear from you because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to, you know, work with you. This weekend, I have a very dear friend who had quite a fight, a disagreement with her husband. And she was devastated by it. And I could feel her devastation. And when you're in a fight with someone and you have a disagreement, of course, we always say things we don't want to say. But the problem gets to now we can't take it back. And then sometimes, and maybe you can relate to this, sometimes we start trying to take it back and trying to change it, but it gets worse. And now you're really knee deep in it. And now nobody's listening because it's just building. And she kind of went through this experience and she called me on Saturday morning and said, I don't know how to turn it. I don't know what to do. And I said, okay, let's turn this energy. Let's talk about this. And I said, you do not have responsibility for his energy. You can't turn it. But what you can turn is your energy. So let's try a couple of different things, and I'm going to tell you what I told her to do. And then I followed up with her, and sure enough, we're going to give you that information. But I said, one of the things that you can do is you can turn the energy for yourself and do some things that make you feel comfortable. When I want to release an energy that is boggling my mind, I use Mother Nature, and so I said to her, find a tree and put his energy in the tree, because the tree will lovingly hold on to it for you. And when you want it back, you can pull it back. And I said, lovingly find a tree and put his energy in the tree, and then find something that makes you feel good. You know, whether you want to read, you want to play some music, you know, you want to go for a walk, do something for you. And understand that whatever's going on and what started the fight, and this was the core, all right, chances are it had nothing to do with what was going on in that moment. Nothing to do. It's an energy that's buried deeper, and it's an energy that, you know, is within him. So even though he's projecting his anger on you, you don't have to take it. You can respect it, but you're not going to know the core of his anger unless you yourself find your own sense of peace. So she agreed to do this. She agreed to work on that, and I could hear her turning the energy even while I was talking to her. So I followed up with her this morning, and she said, I did everything you told me to do. I put his energy in the tree like rubble and garbage on the street. I just put it in the tree. These are her words, and this is what she said, and I loved her analogy. And she said, and I thanked the tree for doing it. And I sat and I read a book, and I thanked the sun for shining down on me. And she said, I noticed something drastically began to change. She said, I had been exhausted, physically and emotionally exhausted by holding on to this anger and this energy. And she said, Don, when I started to change it, she says, I began to feel lighter. And I found that sense of peace. And of course I asked, well, what happened to him in this process? And she started laughing. She said, his energy changed. That is how magical it can be. His energy changed, and the rest of their weekend went really well. So she did the work, and she got to prove it to herself. And I thank her for sharing her success through it, because that's how we work together. Because together, we're always here to help inspire each other, and that's really our purpose. And if we get caught in anger and we get caught not feeling good, one, you're not going to feel good. It's going to be heavy and it's going to be burdensome on you, and it's your choice. And I'm going to give you that. It's your choice if you choose to stay there. Sometimes I get caught in it myself, and I will stay there. And then eventually I'm like, I have to bust through this. After I personally went through and sat with Wayne Dyer, I had an epiphany, and I was gifted to change my own energy. So today we're here, and we're here to help you. So we'd like to hear from you, even if you have a UFO sighting, because Benny is just so into this right now. So give us a call. The number's 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to It's a New Day. Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
Are you feeling a little lost, powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran, telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, and welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day, and we've got some callers calling in. Benny?
We do. Let's go right off to the phone lines. We've got Blake calling in from Bellevue. Blake, are you there, bud?
Hello.
Hello?
I'm right here.
Oh, there we are. How's it going, bud?
Hi, Blake.
Hi, Dawn.
How are you?
Good.
What's going on with you, Blake?
Well, I want a hotbed.
You want a what?
A puppy.
You want a puppy. Do you have a dog now?
Yes. Finnegan, a Jack Russell Terrier.
Finnegan is a Jack Russell Terrier, but you want another dog besides Finnegan?
Yes, like a dog that could, like my own dog that I could take care of, and I would, because Finnegan doesn't always come always to me in my bedroom, sleep with me, and everything else.
Uh-huh.
And then I like want my own puppy because I really love dogs.
You really, I can hear that you really love dogs. Has Finnegan been coming in and sleeping with you lately?
Yes, he's been coming right in. Sometimes in the night when I'm not, when I'm asleep, he's in there.
And he cuddles up
with
you?
He just sits on
my bed. Aww.
And just waits, standing there, just waiting for me to get up.
Aww. So, does your mom say you can have a dog?
Well, yes, she does that I can have a puppy.
Uh-huh. But a puppy turns into a dog. You know that, right?
Yep.
Okay. So what makes you think you can't have one?
Well, because we have a cat, and she's only been used to Finnegan, so we don't know if she'll be used to another dog.
Mm-hmm.
And Finnegan will probably get overreacted and what. So it's very hard to keep one away from them.
Right.
Finnegan, so he doesn't get around it too much and scare it.
Well, you know, you sound very wise about this, Blake, and I think your heart's centered on it. So I know you want another puppy, but you also recognize that a puppy might be disruptive to everybody else in the household. Do you want that to happen?
No, I do not want that to happen.
Okay. So I think what you really want is a pet that you could take care of that just belonged to you, that won't be disruptive to Finnegan and the cat.
Yeah.
Well, have you thought about a rat?
My mom wouldn't let me have a rat.
Oh, well, how about a hamster or a gerbil or a fish?
Well, a fish and a gerbil and a hamster might be. If Meow comes in my room, she sometimes does.
Uh-huh.
She'll come to try to sneak into it.
Uh-huh.
And if I have that, she'll probably want, you know, cats like fish and her stuff.
Uh-huh.
And she might want to see, like, there's something for dinner.
You are very wise. You're thinking all of this through, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, how old are you, Blake?
10.
You're 10 years old.
Yep.
And so are you calling me today because you want me to tell you if you're going to get another dog or not? Because it seems to me like you already have figured this all out, which I think is spectacular. So I'll tell you what. I think that Finnegan still wants to get closer to you. And I know you don't consider Finnegan your own dog because dogs, even if you got a puppy, chances are he wouldn't be your own dog because dogs are really communal. They like everybody in the household. So you know what you might do is since Finnegan's been coming in and sleeping with you, Blake, why don't you start taking Finnegan out for a walk or to the park? Do you ever do that?
Yeah, I do. Lots of times. Do that.
Well, the more you do that, the more you bond with Finnegan, and Finnegan bonds with you, the more you do that. So then when you walk into the house, Finnegan looks forward to seeing you, and his little tail's wagging. He's going to do all kinds of little tricks for you, probably. So you can give him more time, because I don't see a new puppy coming into your house right now, because I think you already understand why. Like, it would disrupt everybody else. Do you understand that?
Yep.
Cool. Well, is there anything else I can do for you today? Hello? Everything's good now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling in, and I think you do get a puppy eventually, but I think it's a little ways out. You might have to wait until you're like 12 or 13, okay?
Okay.
Then things might change a little bit. But right now, I just don't see another puppy coming in. But hold on to the dream, Blake, all right?
Okay.
Okay, honey, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Okay, have a great day.
Cool. Thanks, Blake, for calling in. It's a big responsibility.
But look how wise he was.
I know. He already did.
He's 10. He did all the mental work already.
He's done quite a bit of research.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He thought it all out. I'm like, wow, what a treat. I got a 10-year-old calling in showing me that he's already done it. Okay.
That's good. Well, let's jump off to the phone lines. Again, if you want to give Dawn a call, it's 1-800-930-2819. It's a new day with Dawn Marie. We have Eileen. Is that correct? Eileen, is that right? Okay, I think so. She's turned her energy. I guess we spoke with her last week. Sorry, I can't get the handwriting on the the name up there. But she's turned her energy after speaking with you, Dawn, last week. So, Eileen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Cool. Did I get the name right? Is that correct?
Elaine.
Thank you. Nope. I need to get it right. I'm a perfectionist.
Hi, Elaine. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Well, thank you. I just wanted to call you because I called you a week or so ago, and I was dealing with depression and whether we should move or not.
Uh-huh.
And after I talked to you, I just felt like this energy lifting, you know, positive energy coming in and, like, things lifting off of me and just little things positive have been happening.
Ooh,
and I just wanted to thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you, you know, because I love it when people like yourself call me and let me know because I never know. Do you know what I mean? But I wanted to ask you a question. So, because I don't remember everything, because a lot of times, you know, I got to tell you, a lot of the information I give out sometimes just comes from my higher self and it's just channeled through. What have you been doing to help yourself shift? Because I don't hear any depression around you right now.
I just kind of told myself I just have to get out and do life again. I can't let the depression get me. I don't know how to explain it other than that. But it's like things have happened out of the blue. Like we've had neighbor problems and they smiled and waved at me. And I mean, these are real hostile neighbors.
Wow.
And you know, I mean, it's like completely out of the norm for them and just real things like that, little things all over the place. And feel better.
You feel better?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think, though, it's the little things when you start seeing them and they start going, wow, this is working. Don't you get excited about that, Elaine?
I do. I do. It's little things and they all add up.
Yeah.
But it was like I felt something. I don't know how to explain it. You kind of took a deep breath when I told you, you know, what was going on with me, and I could kind of feel that you, like, there's lots going on kind
right,
of thing.
Right.
And then after that, though, I mean, I just felt I've just been feeling better and better and better.
Oh, good.
After I talked to you. So.
Oh, good. Well, you've definitely shifted your energy, and you're starting to allow your imagination and your creativity to come back in. So.
Mm-hmm.
Take it to the next level. And the next level is start manifesting. Start visioning what you want to do to create. See it happen. Just, you know, it's kind of like watching a movie. And I love this. Dr. Dyer gave a great analogy on this. And I've used the same analogy. So I'm going to give him credit, but I'm also going to take credit myself because I use this analogy all the time. It's like watching a movie. When you want to create something, when you start the change of the energy and you're feeling it because you are. And what you're feeling, by the way, is a sense of peace. It feels good,
yeah.
Huh?
It does.
It's so much better, isn't it? It's so
I
much
agree.
Better. And I can feel it on you. And I also can feel some joy. So you've got me giggling a little bit. And what you can do now is just take 5 minutes and do this every day for, you know, 7 days and start visualizing your movie and what you want to create and sharing that energy with yourself and watch how it starts manifesting. Because you're there.
I'm going to.
You've turned the energy.
you said the word. I have joy back in my life.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah, I didn't have joy for a long time.
Yeah. Well.
That's the difference.
Well, you know, I thank you. It's not fun when you don't have joy in your life. And
true.
I can sympathize with people out there who don't have joy going on in their life right now, and for whatever reason, because there's lots of different reasons. But that energy, and maybe you can validate this for me, Elaine, that energy also builds up, and whatever started to take away the joy now opens that energy up to have lots of other non-joyous things come in. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like when you start to turn the energy and start feeling joy again, you start mm-hmm. seeing all kinds of little things, right?
True.
Those little things keep helping you feel better, so you keep going. Well, the same energy exists in the not so joyous, the negative energy, and so when we get stuck in a negative, we start calling in more negative energy, and now we forgot the very reason why we became negative to start with. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So then we got to turn the energy. And you did it. And so now you're on the opposite end of the coin, and you're receiving, and that's the gift, and you have joy, and you're feeling it again, and I can hear it. And I thank you for calling in and sharing that with us.
Well, I know the turning point was when I talked to you. I don't know what happened, but I could literally feel it in my body when I talked to you. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, good. That because, you know, when I talk to people, I share with you my heart-centeredness. I share with you my joy. So what you're validating is that you got it and you felt it and you've held on to it. And now you're listening to your own joy. So
okay.
I always send that out to people all the time so that you can remember what it feels like so that you're inspired to go there again. And you did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless. Have a great week.
I will.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That's what I'm kind of talking about. That is great, because we forget sometimes where we get stuck, and that's where together we can turn the energy. You're listening to It's a New Day. We're going to take a quick break, but we'd like you to call in 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's PASADOSafeHaven.org.
The hardest part of mental illness is that you don't understand yourself. My friends stopped calling. I went through a divorce. I felt like there was nowhere I could turn. Then I read a story in the newspaper about NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's not that they gave me the reasons to get out of bed or get on with my day. It's that they showed me how.
One in five adults lives with depression, schizophrenia, anxiety, or other mental illnesses. NAMI provides education and support. Go to NAMI.org or call 800-950-NAMI.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206 206- 877-624-1370.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Oh, girl, I'm forever yours, faithfully.
Welcome back. We're sitting here just jamming out to Highway Run here.
Well, it's
Benny,
faithfully.
You just cracked me up.
It's Journey. How can you go wrong with Journey?
I know.
It's Johnny's favorite.
I know. It is Johnny's favorite.
She said she was singing something this morning. I asked. I had to peruse into her life and found out it was Journey. So I had to give you a tribute to this.
I'm gonna talk about Miss Johnny here because Miss Johnny is my all-time protector and techie and right hand. And when you call
her on camera, so everyone can see you. Smile.
She's who you talk to. And you know what? Here's something really exciting. She just got me up on podcasts. So you can now.
You little podcaster.
You can go to my website, dawnsvision.com, and you can download the show and listen to it at your leisure anytime you want now. And that took a lot because I don't know how to do any of this. So I barely know how to get to my email and. Get to my
Hello,
website.
Hello, email. Where are you? Hello.
I'm not very techy. So when I push the wrong button, I go, what did I do?
push another one. Call Johnny.
Yeah.
Where is she?
So I count on her to help me turn my energy.
It's good to have that. It's good to have your little right-hand woman.
I know. She's my right hand and
right
my
hand
left hand
woman.
Sometimes. Sometimes she just holds me up. I want you to do this, Dawn. Okay, I do it for you.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So I do have my tarot cards here today. So and I wanted to talk about that a little bit because I use tarot cards to help me turn my energy. And I use them a lot of different ways because I love playing with the energy of the tarot cards. So I whipped them out. And when I do a session with somebody, I do not use tarot cards. I use a piece of paper and it gets really messy. But when I'm working with my own energy, I actually find that they speak to me. And so if you'd like to know if there's an energy that's speaking to you today and you'd like to know kind of a vibration of what to do or you're caught on the fence, I have my cards. Give me a call. I'll be happy to flip one for you. And the number's 1-800-930-2819. But I'm going to talk about the cards a little bit because there's some serious stuff that goes on with the tarot cards. And they're a tool like everything, like the trees outside are a tool and, crystals are tools. Numbers are tools, and the tarot cards are a tool. And some believe that they're the silver link of the unity of what goes on. And the energy in a tarot card will help you see things from many different depths. So, for example, I just flipped a card, and I got the playfulness card, and I use Osho. Although I have hundreds of decks because I love them and I love the energy of the different artists that portray their image of them. And the playful card is the Page of Wands for those of you who are connoisseurs because there are connoisseurs out there. And I can look at this card a lot of different ways. I can say, okay, playfulness is it's reminding me right up to look at the positive energy. But it also has a dark side, and the dark side is don't overthink things, Dawn. So sometimes I have a tendency to overthink things. And the playful card is a wonderful way of saying, in this moment, the energy is upon you because it's a page, it's rushing at me. And stay light and stay joyful and stay happy. And that's how I use these cards on a daily basis. And I can see just how the energy was going to go. So we do have a call coming in. Do we want to take this call?
Sure, we can do that. Let's grab Larry. He's calling in from Falls City, Washington. He wants a reading from you. So, Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Larry. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and you?
Fine, thank you. How can I help you?
Well, I guess... kind of don't know what to do or where to go at this point, because I guess I'm on a search to, you know, step into my own power, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be doing some work later on today, but I don't know if maybe you can, you know, if the tarot cards are able to maybe give me an idea of, I don't understand stepping into my power. I do, but.
But you don't. That's a
yeah.
That's, you know what? Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that. I wonder how many other people out there don't understand. What does it mean to step into your power? All right, let's see what card comes up for you. All right, so I pulled one. Oh, okay. You got what's called the slowing down card, all right? And for connoisseurs, it's the Jack of Pentacles, okay? It's the knight. He's a knight coming in. And what it tells me is you do know, and that you're already in your power, Larry. You're
okay.
Using it. Sometimes we overthink that we have to hurry up and get somewhere because we don't think we've found it yet. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're running late and you've got to get somewhere, you have a tendency to drive faster. But you're still going to get there in the same amount of time, no matter what, believe it or not. Let me give you a different analogy. You just said that you have to work this afternoon. Correct? Hello?
Hello?
You just told me that you have to do some work this afternoon?
Yeah.
All right. What kind of work?
I'm just going to sit down and do some physical work. I'm going to do some manifestation.
Okay. Great. So it sounds to me like you have a good strength in that and you know how to do that.
Yeah.
All right. So while you're sitting and doing some physical work and manifesting, all right, pay
uh-huh.
attention to your breath
uh-huh.
and pay attention to your left hand.
My left hand.
Yeah. Now, do not ask me to just explain that. But there's a reason. Uh-huh. It's because your left hand is feeling the energy. It's almost like, do you know what Qigong is? Do you know the
yeah.
palm of the energy
yeah.
in your
yeah.
left hand?
Yes.
Pay attention and see if that doesn't get a little bit activated, because I think what you're missing, in this, Larry, is you're not really honoring what the physical body's doing, and yet you're doing it. But you're not consciously honoring it.
I'm not listening close enough then.
Okay, yes, that's it. You're not listening close enough to your own physical essence. You're leaving the physical essence part out of it. Does that help?
Yeah, it does.
So when you go in today, really bring your whole physical essence in with you. Because you're already there mentally, and you're already there mm-hmm. spiritually. You're just forgetting the physical part.
Well, I've been working on raising my physical vibration to my spiritual vibration.
Right.
I've been working on that since January, and okay. I feel that it's there, so this may be just finishing touches. And
I think you're right, because that it's so random that they would give me that energy, and here it's something that you've been working on, all right? So really pay attention. It's right there in the left hand, in the palm of your hand, and you've got it. We just need to get you to embrace it completely, because you're there, so keep going. Whatever you're doing is working, and I think that's just the final blip for you.
Okay, so do you think, I mean, I know on a quantum level that I need to, you know, how you look in an infinity mirror
mm-hmm.
and you're going to see yourself just keep, you know, reflecting. On a quantum level, I've been bringing myself in, you know, trying to get all myself centered on a quantum level.
Mm-hmm.
Does that coincide with what I've been working on then?
Absolutely. You're right yeah. there. You are right there. And I'm you know what? I'm just going to give you a little push and push you off the cliff.
Okay.
And now you're just going to free fall and trust it.
All right. Very cool.
And you're right there, and good for you. And then you're going to have a lot to share, so buckle your seatbelt. You're going to get very busy.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! All right. Well, give it a try and, you know, let us know how it goes.
Oh, wow. I will. Wow. I feel great now. Thank
good.
You.
Good. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Have a great week. God bless.
Buckling down.
Buckling down.
I like that. Be prepared for a lot.
Be prepared.
It's like doing extra homework on the weekend. You know, not really, you know, looking forward to it, but, you know, it just happens. That's the way it is. Do you want to do one more? Do you want to hold off? Okay, let's start with Greg. Greg's calling in from Puyallup. He's looking to see about his marriage currently. So, Greg, welcome to Dawn Marie, and it's a new day.
Thank you.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for calling. How can I help you?
Well, I guess I'm kind of at a point in my marriage where I'm not sure if I should continue on and try and save the marriage or whether or not I should, just kind of walk away from it and go my own direction. And I guess I need a little help with that.
Okay. How long have you been married?
I'll be 20 years, December.
Okay. And your wife's name?
Anna.
Okay. Did you say Tana or Jana?
Actually, Anna with an A.
Oh,
Anna.
Anna, okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I'm going to ask you a question, okay? And here's my confusion, and so I'm going to project this onto you. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Since you're asking the question, and I can hear you asking it, but what I also hear is some frustration and I hear some sorrow. And it sounds to me like you've been thinking about this for a while, but you're not really sure if this is what you want to do. So I'm going to pull a card for you. How are we doing on this analogy so far?
So far, you're pretty close to that. So.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. I want to talk to you, and I want to get a little deeper with you. Are you willing to sit through a commercial for us? Because we've got to take a break.
Okay.
Can you do that? Great.
Yeah.
And we're going to come back with Greg. We're talking with Greg from Puyallup about his marriage, and we're going to give him some information. And together, Greg, we're going to turn the energy. You're listening to It's a New Day. We'll be right back.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran, telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, and I am here with Becky Miller from Kent, who is another successful client of Positive Changes. Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again when you stop dieting? Well, Becky decided to quit dieting and make a lasting lifestyle change with the help of Positive Changes Hypnosis. Becky, tell us how much weight you lost.
I've lost 65 pounds.
Tell us how Positive Changes is different than a diet.
I used to be out of control with my eating. Positive Changes put me back in control. I didn't really give up anything, but I just made better choices. I had no deprivation. If I really wanted something, I had a couple bites and then really didn't want the rest of it.
Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling a little lost? Powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day. And Benny, thank you for just finding the most appropriate music.
Go ahead. Well, you know, you're my sun and you're my moon.
I know. I love it.
And the stars.
We have Greg holding on the phone. Greg, thank you for holding. Greg, I was holding on to your energy while we were on break. And I had a little epiphany around you. But before I share it with you, I'm going to pull a card. Just to kind of validate my epiphany. Is that okay for you?
Sure, go for it.
All right, so your question is you're really stuck and confused as to do you walk away from your marriage or not? Do I have that correct? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And you're really confused because I'm having trouble finding the card. There it is. Okay. Well, this is a very good card for you, all right? So I'm going to talk about you for a minute, because the card that you got was trust, the trust card, Greg. And there's a lot of energy to the trust card. It's known as the jack of hearts or cups in the tarot, all right?
Okay.
And the trust card is listening to what you want. And what I'm getting from your energy and talking to you, and I think this is the sorrow and a little bit of the confusion, is that you are exhausted by trying everything that you could to keep this marriage together. You're exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'd like you to do is, because right here, you know, on It's a New Day, one of the things that we can do, and I can't do this without you, is we can turn the energy, but we can do it together. One of the things that I would like you to start to do is to start to trust you again.
Okay.
You cannot.
I can do that.
You can't save this marriage by yourself. But what you can do is you can turn your energy and you can start focusing on things that bring you joy and see if that doesn't help turn Anna's energy.
Okay.
You can't turn her energy. You don't have that power. Do you know what I mean? And so instead of looking and thinking, which you've been doing for some time now, and, you know, I'm getting a couple of years on this, so you've been in this for a long time.
Yeah.
Am I correct on that?
It's the marriage has mainly been about her.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a whole lot of me in the marriage, and I just reached a point where I was like, well, you know, if I don't start doing stuff for me, I'm never going to have time to do stuff for me, so...
That's what I'm talking about, Greg. It's time for you. I don't believe that this marriage is completed yet, but that's a choice that's up to you, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I believe that there is aspects of you that she's never seen. She doesn't know you.
Probably. Yeah.
Because you've been in a relationship where you've given her the supportive power, but you left your element out of the relationship. So you're right on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so, you know, if you have a hobby, in fact, I'm getting that you're very creative with your hands. If you have a hobby or something you've been wanting to put your energy into, now's a good time. And that's a really good place to start turning your energy and finding that aspect of yourself again. Because I think really the sorrow is that you're missing yourself.
That's what I've been feeling for 20 years.
Oh, well... You know, you can change that, and I believe that you know that you can.
Okay.
Is there something that you particularly like? And also, I get music is a really important aspect for your soul.
Yeah, I listen to it all day long. So.
Okay, and so what else do you do? I just want to hear this.
Just outdoorsy stuff. I like to go camping. I like to spend a lot of time in nature. I don't get a whole lot of time to do that. I have a lot of hobbies.
Okay.
You know, I like to, you know, I do like art, but it seems like I spend a lot of time tied to the house.
Okay. So that's your whole answer right there. You just said, you just gave an excuse. It seems like I spend a lot of time tied.
Yeah.
Tied.
Yeah.
You're literally tied up, tied to your house. All right. And the trust card is asking you to gently, and I mean this, Greg, to gently begin to allow yourself to untie. You don't untie 20 years in 1 second, all right? You just begin, like you did today. You called. You know, for some reason, something compelled you to call. And you would be doing a great favor to Anna, your wife, should you allow yourself to become the great spiritual person you are.
Okay.
You would be giving it to yourself and learning to really appreciate who you are and getting to know yourself, but she's going to benefit too. And you know what? Now you're going to help her turn the energy.
Okay, good.
Because it becomes contagious.
That's probably more of what I want. So
I'm thinking that's exactly what you want. So trust what you want to do, and you know what? Don't stay tied to your house all the time. It's time to break the ties. Cut them. Get some scissors out.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless, and thanks for calling in.
Yep.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Well, we're coming to the end of our show, and you know, I always have a really good time, Benny. And, you know, because you've been so diligent with your music today, and, you know, if you guys could see him right now, I'm telling you, I'm going to do a visual for you all.
It's actually not as hard as things,
He's got on his bright green shirt. He looks like Benny the Jolly Green Giant.
Oh, thanks.
And he's got his cool cap on because he's so metro, and it's backwards. He's got his phones on, and he's been rocking out and jamming in the booth all day today, which I have to tell you has just been a joy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're so
it's my
wonderful.
Pleasure. It's my pleasure.
And Johnny's been here, and she's been taking the calls, and I've just had so much fun that I hate to say goodbye.
Yeah, we're a well-oiled machine. We'll be back next week. I don't see what everyone's missing out on.
So just some words of wisdom for everybody, and I want to thank the callers for calling in. We help each other turn our energies. I come here each week lovingly to help you find some aspect of your loving self. And together, we do this. I love it. It's something that I personally have worked on for 20 years. And when I discovered how to do this, I got so excited that I couldn't wait to begin showing other people. And there's a lot of you out there that know how to do this. And I'm going to ask you to lend a hand to somebody that might need a little loving energy change. And sometimes it's to say a kind thing instead of a harsh thing. Because we don't normally mean sometimes the harshness that we say. I myself get caught up in it. So send out a little of your love out into the world and watch how it comes back to you. Because it's very contagious, and it's a good kind of contagious, and it will continue to grow. And through that growth, You find the apple, as far as I'm concerned. And that apple is a metaphor for the ripeness within. And finding what's within is what gives you your creative stamina. And I hear people all the time saying, I have no creativity. That's just not true. Everybody has creativity. Because the only way you wouldn't is you wouldn't be here. Life would be over. So as long as you are living and breathing, you have a creative self. And that creative self is a part of you, and only you have the power to tap into it. And I'm pleased that I get to be here each week to help you tap into that. So, and as you, and those, for those of you who are tapped into it, continue doing the great work that you're doing, because we, none of us can do it alone. We're all together in this, and we all help each other do this. And this is, you know, appreciating life and all that you can manifest within your life, which is a great thing. And I want to thank you all for calling in each week and tuning into this show. Because I love being here and I love doing it, and we have a really good time. And that's what this is all about. So for all the listeners out there, I'm going to pull one card. And the card that I just pulled for everybody listening who stayed tuned in for the old show, I pulled the Master. And what that means is that everybody has the power to master within. We cannot master anything outside of ourselves. It is not possible. You can try, and you can spend lifetimes trying. But the truth is you can only master what is within. And therefore, we are all masters of something within. But it's up to you to go digging for it and to find it. So I leave you with the master this week. And bless everybody for finding your master within. And I thank my sponsors. And I thank Benny for being here each week and just bringing joy into the booth, and Johnny too. And to everybody else, have a wonderful, wonderful week. God bless. You've been listening to It's a New Day.